Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska senators are so far silent about their Republican colleagues Jeff Flake and Bob Corker's recent criticisms of President Trump. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee essentially called the president, the chief of his own party, a serial liar and a danger to the country.
There are times when we must risk our careers in favor of our principles. Now is such a time.
He didn't say it, but it was clear Flake was talking about the danger he sees in not putting the brakes on President Trump. Most Republican senators aren't embracing Flake's message, at least not publicly. Senator Lisa Murkowski hasn't issued a statement on the matter. Her spokeswoman said she had no time for an interview on the subject of the president's Republican critics, but says Murkowski respects Flake and Corker. Senator Dan Sullivan didn't issue public statements either. When asked, Sullivan chalked up Corker's remarks to a feud.
I don't want to get involved with the, ongoing dispute between Senator Corker and the president.
But Sullivan says he does call out the Trump administration on policies he thinks are wrong.
I don't support the tweets. I don't think they're helpful, particularly on foreign policy. And the insults. I have been saying that for months.
The Alaska senators spoke up to criticize candidate Trump last year. Both Sullivan and Murkowski called for Trump to quit the race after the Access Hollywood tape emerged in which Trump bragged about grabbing women by the genitals. Sullivan started his Senate career as a more persistent critic of the president, though at the time it was Democrat Barack Obama. Sullivan says that's because Obama's policies were bad for Alaska, and he shut down access to natural resources.
When this new administration is actually trying to help us, trying to reverse a lot of that, I want to be as supportive as possible, particularly when we're a state that's in a recession right now.
Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Many Alaskans are calling for the repeal of last year's criminal justice overhaul, while some others want to give the law more time to work. The bill and a proposed replacement are the focus of legislators in Juneau for a special session. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchman reports on public testimony heard this week.
Alaskans disturbed about rising crime are focusing their anger on a law passed more than a year ago, Senate Bill 91. Anchorage resident Leonard Martin says his cousin Gregory Gill was killed in September by a man who had committed earlier offenses. Martin says these offenses should have led to tougher penalties than the new law allows.
I urge you to repeal SB 91 and take SB 54 off the table until we can put facilities in place to do the treatment and the rehabilitation. You got the cart ahead of the horse on this, guys.
The debate is focusing on Senate Bill 54, a measure that would make limited changes to the law. It would increase the penalties for those who commit Class C felonies and petty thefts, as well as those who violate their conditions of release. Some members of the public are cautioning lawmakers against acting too quickly to reverse Senate Bill 91. They say the reductions in jail time under the law are providing savings that will fund treatment and other services for offenders. They say these services will reduce the number of repeat offenders. Soldotna Police Chief Peter Mlynarik says the legislature should take several steps to support police. He says it should begin by passing SB 54 and increasing funding for public safety. Then it should take more actions.
Fulfill the promises of SB 91, so fund drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs. Place statutory limitation on releasing repeat offenders on their own recognizance. Restore the bail schedule and enable courts to sanction those who pay fines and restitution.
The House Judiciary Committee debated amendments to Senate Bill 54. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
A resolution seeking clarification of the Alaska Marijuana Control Board's conflicting on-site consumption regulations will go before the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly tonight at 7 p.m. The Alaska Marijuana Control Board is creating regulations for on-site consumption. Alaska would be the first state to allow on-site consumption of marijuana products if the regulations are approved. In September, a resolution supporting on-site cannabis consumption failed in a 3-4 vote. Assemblymen Andrew Gray, Matt Cooper, and John Davies are sponsoring the borough resolution that asks the Marijuana Control Board to address three issues. First, The regulations should contain express language giving municipalities the authority to regulate on-site consumption. Second, contain stronger protections for workers in the marijuana industry who would be affected by pot smoke. And third, clarify regulations for on-site consumption. According to the proposed resolution, the Assembly could pass legislation to allow on-site consumption in Fairbanks. The resolution also calls for the Borough Assembly to comment on the proposed regulations in a way that would reflect the values and concerns of the community. For more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.